All right, y'all, welcome back to Tell Us. It's just JJ here today, man. I'm solo dolo today, man. I'm gonna get right into it though. My topic of today is just knowing your worth, knowing when to let go, knowing when to move on, how to let go of somebody, no matter who it is, family, friends, relationships, whatever the fuck the situation is. So, you know, I'm gonna start off by saying a lot of people don't know how to let go because they're afraid of hurting that other person. So they'd rather suck it up and deal with the pain that this person is causing them instead of moving on and bettering themselves and letting that other person dwell in that negative energy that they have or that they giving off. You know what I'm saying? So the thing about knowing your worth, man, knowing your worth don't necessarily mean you can't fuck with people or you gotta cut motherfuckers off, and you know what I'm saying? Knowing your worth mean you know what you're gonna deal with and what you're gonna put up with from anybody in any situation, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Knowing your worth mean you know what you're capable of and you know what you will and what you won't put up with to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't mean knowing your worth from fucking beauty and shit, you know? I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, really knowing your fucking worth. Not just saying, oh, I look good and niggas can't fuck with me, or I look good, or I got money and bitches can't do that, whatever. I don't mean it like that. I mean knowing your worth for real, for real. So, that being said, a lot of people don't know their worth because they don't want to hurt them up. They don't want to hurt that other individual or those other individuals. So people would rather deal with the hurt that's being caused to them because they don't want to cause that pain to somebody else. And that's the part that fucks people up, because everybody would rather not cause pain or not hurt somebody else's feelings, but you're not putting your own feelings into perspective because that person is doing you or treating you any type of way because they know for a fact that you ain't gonna let go, or you ain't gonna move on. You know what I'm saying? Once a motherfucker know they got that, they know they got that power over you, they gonna treat you any type of way. They gonna do you any type of way. They gonna talk to you any type of way. They gonna fucking tell you what to do. They gonna talk down on you. They gonna fucking talk about you. They gonna tell other motherfuckers your business. They gonna do all that shit because at the end of the day, they know you ain't gonna do shit. They know you ain't gonna go nowhere. They know you ain't gonna leave them alone. They know you gonna come back. You know what I'm saying? They know that they can say whatever the fuck they want to and you gonna take it back. You gonna take them back because they gonna apologize for that shit. Or tell you they ain't mean that shit. Yeah, when I roll it. But a lot of motherfuckers don't know that shit. So, you know, it's easy to fucking give in and let a motherfucker do whatever the fuck they want to because people care too much about what other motherfuckers think about them. People care too much about what the next motherfucker got to say about them or how the next motherfucker look at them in a situation. Fuck all that. Fuck all that, man. Motherfuckers need to know their worth. And the way to know your worth, because a lot of people don't know how, and I'm not necessarily saying just say fuck people and move on, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, if you know that's how this person is, you know this person is a manipulator, you know that they're one of those people that I was just saying that's gonna talk that shit and talk about you and spread lies about you or whatever, dude, that the fuck, you know that they're that person. It should be easier to know your worth when it comes to them, cause you know they don't give a fuck, you know they don't care about your worth. So if you know the next motherfucker don't care about your worth, why the fuck are you giving a fuck about what they think or how they care about a certain situation? You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, me personally, to know your worth, you ain't necessarily gotta fucking like go through no crazy ass situation, you know, like it ain't necessarily that you gotta go through so much shit, but it's the fact of you can even witness people go through shit. You could be like, you know how we see a motherfucker do something, we'd be like, shit, couldn't be me. You know what I'm saying? Or motherfuckers can do that shit with me. So you can see that, and you could say that to a motherfucker like, shit, motherfucker could never talk to me no type of way, or you know, that's you knowing your worth. You know what I'm saying? But people put that shit to the side because they wanna fucking what I said, they wanna like, damn, well, I can't think of the fucking word. They want to cater to that other individual. They don't want to bring that other person down. They don't want to have that next motherfucker sent, you know what I'm saying, like down, or had them feeling how they had you feel. And that's the problem. That's definitely the problem. So me, how I learned my worth, I went through shit, or I won't necessarily say I went through shit. I dealt with shit a lot different than other people did. I knew my worth from when I was a kid, man. When I was young, I knew my worth. And not even because of me just going through shit or dealing with certain people. My mama instilled that shit in us when we was kids, man. Know yourself. You got to know yourself better than anybody else. Because if you don't know yourself, that means motherfuckers can do you any type of way. Because you don't know what you're going to put up with. You don't know what you're going to deal with. You don't know what you're going to say no to. You don't know what you're going to... You don't know when you had enough of something. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers just put up with shit because they don't know no better. That's the problem. People don't know no better. So, you live and you learn. Everybody go through shit differently. Everybody put up with shit differently. You don't know your worth. Motherfuckers gonna do you any type of way. Motherfuckers gonna treat you any type of way. Motherfuckers gonna put you in all types of situations because they know you ain't gonna budge. They know you gonna be like, oh, it is what it is, or you just gonna deal with shit. You gonna put up with shit that you know you shouldn't put up with. In the back of your head, everybody know what they worth. Everybody know what they should and shouldn't put up with. But some people don't know how to put their foot down and say when is when, or say when they don't want to deal with that shit no more. So to know your worth, man, to really know your worth, you gotta know what you want. You really got to know what you want in life. And everybody say, I know what I want. No, a lot of motherfuckers really don't know what they want. Because if you know what you wanted, you wouldn't put up with certain shit that you put up with. You wouldn't deal with certain people that you deal with. You wouldn't be working these dead-end jobs that you know ain't going to help you get to where you want to go if you really knew your work. You know what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers put that shit to the side, man. But that shit is sad. People care too much about what other motherfuckers think, man. That's the wrong thing. You would never know yourself if you care too much about what the next motherfucker think, man. Never. It'll never work. You got to put that shit to the side. Fuck what these people think, because these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about what you think. Or you wouldn't be in them situations that you're in now, you know? You wouldn't be in that predicament you're in now if motherfuckers cared what you think as much as you care about what they think. Well, who am I? You know, I'm not a philosopher or nothing, you know. People don't know when. A lot of people don't know when to let go of shit either because of history or memories or whatever the fuck. Fuck all that shit. If motherfuckers ain't here to benefit you, if a motherfucker ain't here to benefit you, they're here to take from you. It's just that simple. If they can't benefit you, if this is supposed to be your friend or your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever the fuck it is, if they're not here to benefit you, they're here to take from you. Because anybody that care about you is going to try to better you in any situation, no matter what the fuck, no matter what's going on. A real motherfucker that's here for you is going to push you to do better. They're going to help you benefit yourself. Not so much as benefiting them, but they're going to help you benefit yourself more than you doing anything else. And if they not, then like I said, them motherfuckers is not for you. Them ain't your homies. Them, that's not your bitch or that's not your nigga. If a motherfucker is taking from you more than they're giving to you, they're not for you. Cause real friends go fucking push you no matter what it is you do in your life. If them your real homies or your real significant other, they're gonna push you to do better no matter what. They're gonna push you to fucking to finish school or fucking they gonna push you to get your ass up, go to work, do your whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is you got a passion for. If you really got a passion for something, that person's really that by your side, they gonna fucking push you. And if they not, like I said, it's time to let go. You gotta know when is when and just be like, all right. You can still fuck with people, but fuck with people from a distance. You gotta know how to fucking know when is when. How to flip that switch. Like, I fuck with you enough today, or, you know what I'm saying? We've been kicking it too much lately. You know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker ain't benefiting you, bro, they don't need to be around you. Like, simple as that. And I don't mean benefiting you by fucking giving you fucking money and buying you shit. I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, mentally benefiting you. If motherfuckers are not mentally benefiting you, let they ass go, bro, because they ain't doing shit but draining you, man. Motherfuckers be draining. Can't move on like that, man. You can't let go like that, holding on to those negative ties and that negative energy around you, man. You can't do better with that shit in your life. You gotta cut motherfuckers off, man. Even if you know niggas for 20 years, if niggas, you can know a motherfucker for 20 years and that nigga still doing the same shit. He's still doing the same shit he was doing 20 years ago. But those be the motherfuckers that be trying to give you advice and tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying? That's when you got to know when to let go. I had a few homies like that. I ain't going to say anybody's name, but I had a few homies like that. Motherfuckers be stuck in the mud. Stuck in the mud, but want to tell me how to live my life. Or tell me how me and bro should be moving or how me and bro should be doing shit in life. You know what I'm saying? But motherfuckers are still doing the same shit from when I first met you. And I met you in 04, bro. I met you in 04. You still doing the same shit. It's 2020. You still doing the same shit you've been doing. The same predicament you in now. You in the same predicament you was in when I met you 16 years ago. And you trying to tell me what to do. You trying to tell me how to better myself, how to live my life. Like, you got to know when to cut motherfuckers off. Like I said, you still fuck motherfuckers, but from a distance, man. You ain't got to burn no bridges and say, fuck them, and you ain't my friend. That real shit. You can fuck with motherfuckers, just you gotta know when is when. You can't, them ain't your business partners, you know what I'm saying? Them ain't motherfuckers that's, like I said, them ain't motherfuckers that's benefiting you. So them the niggas that we just play the game together, you know what I'm saying? Or them the niggas, we just fucking get high together every time, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you gotta know when to flip that switch, man. Cause once you do that, once you can flip that switch whenever with anybody, you'll be Gucci, man. You'll be able to know your worth and be able to let go of a motherfucker. But if you can't do that, man, you got a lot of shit to work on. You got to work on yourself before anything, man. But knowing your worth is not it's not as hard, man. It ain't no hard thing to accomplish. It's really not. You just got to know what you, like I said, if you know what you want, if you really know what you want in life, you know your worth. It's just that simple. If you really got goals in life, like real life goals, you know your worth. You know what you will and won't put up with. But a lot of people, like I said, man, people be putting that shit to the side because they don't want to hurt a motherfucker's feelings, or they don't want to get nobody else a reality check. But that be the issue, man. You don't want to get them a reality check. So it's fucking you up because you stuck, and you don't want to fucking push them. Like, fuck that. I've been that too. Been that, done that. Not happening, bro. Not happening. I done been through too much shit to not know my worth now. So now that I do know my worth, it's a lot of motherfuckers that I don't even kick it with. It's a lot of my homies that I don't even see. And I've known them niggas for years. It's a lot of motherfuckers that I don't. And like I said, it ain't no hard feelings towards them or none of that shit. It's just, I know my worth and niggas don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Or even females. It's my female friends I know like that too that I don't fuck with. But I know what I want, and a lot of motherfuckers don't know what they want. And I won't say I can't associate myself, but I can't sit around nobody who don't know what the fuck they want in life. And we're fucking 25 years old, bro. Like, we're finna be 30. And how the fuck do you still not know what you want to do with yourself? There's no way that I can sit around you and kick it with you, bro. I can't. We too fucking old for that shit. We done been through everything. We done been fucking broke. Motherfuckers done been homeless. Motherfuckers, I'm talking about real life, dead fucking broke. We done been through that shit. We didn't been through that shit, and we had to get through that shit. But once we got through that shit, we made a promise to ourselves that we ain't gonna fucking get back there. Niggas are still there. I cannot be there with you, bro. I can't sit there and kick it with you if you still somewhere that I promised myself I won't go back to. You know what I'm saying? I can't. Shit don't work that way. So I don't do it. I can't do it. And it ain't, like I said, it ain't no hard feelings. I still got love for niggas. I still got love for niggas, but I can't associate myself with somebody who don't know what the fuck they want for themselves. Because if you don't know what you want for yourself, I know damn well you don't give a fuck about what I want because you don't even care what you want. I'd be damned if I drag myself back down to that fucking point I was in my life. We didn't have shit. Like, boy, never. I never go back to that shit ever again. I can promise you that. I made a promise to myself I won't. I'd be damned if I let another motherfucker take me there. Especially that. If I won't allow myself to do anything, I'm finna kick it around some niggas who don't give a fuck. If they go back there, fuck all that. Fuck all that. I mentioned too much shit. Me and my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, my fuckers invented too much shit. I will be fucking damned if I allow myself to fall back down to that hopeless person I was, and I didn't give a fuck about nothing. I didn't know what I wanted in life. I was fucking suicidal, all that shit, man. I was all that shit. But it took me to go through that shit for me to know who I am today and know who I want to be. You know what I'm saying? I had to go through shit. But it's niggas that go through shit and still be like, oh, it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's still niggas that go through shit and don't change from it. Don't learn from that shit. I won't be one of them dudes, bro. I didn't went through shit, man. Anybody who know me, anybody who real life know me, knows, well, we done been through some shit. We done been through some shit. And we had to learn and grow from it. Learning from that shit made us know what we had never do, or made us know where we wanted to be, you know? So we had to learn out. We had to learn our own worth, coming from nothing, coming from absolute shit. No fucking role models, nobody to look up to, nobody's here showing us the ropes, bro. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have that shit. We had to get that shit on our own. And because we learned that shit on our own, that's how I said, that's how we know our own worth. You know what I'm saying? That's how I know my own worth. I had to go through shit. I didn't have nobody teach me shit. Motherfuckers wanted to show me the ropes. Motherfuckers might say they was or make it seem like they was. Motherfuckers wanted... No, motherfuckers was not. I had to learn that shit on my own, go through shit on my own. And then, you know what I'm saying? I've been through some shit with a couple of the guys. We done all been through some shit together. We learned together and we grew together from that. And that made us... That made us change. That made us look at life differently. You know what I'm saying? And shit, now life is fucking good. All because of what we've been through. Life is good because of what we've been through and what we made out of us going through that shit. You know, we went through shit and we didn't let that shit just fuck us up. We went through that shit and was like, this shit will never happen again. It's like, boy, I'd be damned. Me and Tommy used to be saying that shit all the time. I wish I would go back. Like, nah, bro. Ain't shit gonna make us go back to where we came from. Nothing. It's not gonna happen. Only because, like I said, we made that vow to ourselves. And, bro, my right-hand man, you know? Like, he been through the mud right there with me. We just had to fucking, we had to want better to go get better, you know? We had to elevate. Not even by fucking choice, not because we wanted to, but because we didn't have no fucking choice. Motherfuckers couldn't go stay with our mama. We couldn't go live with our parents. I mean, we could have, but nah. We was too grown for that shit, man. We had already was like, nah. Like, nah, bro, fuck that. I'm not going to my OG crib. And we just said, from now, we pushed there. Now, we both, without both of us, be on something like, that should have never happened. Like, I never. I don't care what goes on in my life, but I'll never go back. I'll never go back. That shit is over with. had to go do shitty jobs, all types of shit, man. All types of shit. Horrible jobs, sleeping in the car. Oh, it's like, man, shit was crazy. Shit was crazy. But it made us better. Look where we at now. We're not for you. Sitting here getting high with the fucking Christmas tree up. We got the Christmas tree up. Got some gifts under that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Life didn't change a lot from where we came, you know? We know what the fuck we want. That shit. You know what you want, man. If you can honestly say you know what you want, then can't shit stop you in life. That can't shit stop you but yourself. You are your only fucking... You're your only stop. Can't shit really get in your way. I mean, shit can get in your way, but it's up to you to decide if you're going to let that shit... If you're going to let that shit take over, or if you're going to fucking... You're going to beat this... You're going to beat it. It's up to you. It's your life. Okay, the motherfuckers can tell you no, but it's still up to you. You know? Once you do that, once you for real know your worth, man, the sky is the limit, for real. You can do what the fuck you want to do in life. Get whatever the fuck you want in life. Everything's right here, man. The shit is so simple. I mean, I won't say it's simple, but the shit's right here, man. The shit's here. Ain't nothing impossible if you really want it. If you really want something in life, you can really go get that shit. But a lot of people really don't want shit in life. People just say shit because it's easy to fucking talk. It's easy to say, I'm finna go do this, I'm about to do this, I'm finna do this. And then the time comes and motherfuckers be like, oh yeah, I was, but da 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 da, you know? Anybody can say anything. That shit means absolutely nothing. Words mean nothing if you ain't gonna back that shit up with your fucking actions. Like I said, anybody can say shit. I mean, I can tell Tatum right now, I got $10 million in my room. I mean, that's up to him if he gonna believe me. But, you know, motherfuckers, you gotta put some actions behind them words, man. And then once you do that, man, it ain't shit you can't do. It really ain't. You can only stop yourself, man. Can't nobody stop you from doing shit that you want to do in your life. Simple as that, cuz. This shit is not hard. Anything's attainable, man. Anything. Material things, spiritual things, whatever. If you want it, you can go get it, man.